October 21, 1899. Earthly goods must serve for the sanctification of man, not as his idols. The cause of chastisements. After going through most bitter days of privation, I was feeling tired and exhausted in my strengths, though I kept offering those very pains, saying, Lord, you know how much being deprived of you costs me. But I resign myself to your most holy will, offering this most bitter pain as a means to prove my love and to placate you. These bothers, annoyances, wearinesses, coldnesses that I feel, I intend to send you as messengers of praises and of reparations for myself and for all creatures. This I have, and this I offer you. Surely you accept the sacrifice of the goodwill, when one offers you what he can with no reserve, but come, for I can take no more. Oftentimes I had a temptation to conform to justice, thinking that I myself was the cause of his not coming. In fact, in these past days, Jesus had told me that if I did not conform, I would force him not to come and not to tell me anything any more so as not to grieve me. But I did not have the heart to do it, more so, since not even obedience consented to it. While I was amid these bitternesses, first a light came, with a voice saying, according to the measure in which man meddles in earthly things, so does he move away and lose esteem for eternal goods. I gave riches that they might use them for their sanctification, but they have used them to offend me and to form an idol for their hearts. And I will destroy them, and their riches together with them. After this, I saw my dearest Jesus, but so in suffering, offended and indignant with the people as to strike terror. Immediately I began to say to him, Lord, I offer you your wounds, your blood, the most holy use of your senses which you made during the course of your mortal life, to repair for the offenses and for the bad use of the senses which creatures make. And Jesus, assuming a serious look, almost thundering, said, do you know how the senses of creatures have become? Like the screams of fierce animals, which drive men away with their roars, not allowing them to draw near. The rot in the multiplicity of sins is such that it spurts from their senses, which force me to flee. And I, Lord, how indignant I see you. If you want to continue sending chastisements, I want to come. Otherwise, I want to go out of this state. Why remain in it, since I can no longer offer myself as victim to spare the people? And he, addressing me with seriousness, so much so that I felt terrified, told me, you want to touch the two extremes, either you want me to do nothing, or you want to come. Are you not content with the fact that people are spared in part? Do you think that Corrado is the best, and the least in offending me? Is the fact that I spared it compared to other towns, something trivial? So, content yourself and calm yourself, and while I occupy myself with chastising the people, you, accompany me with your sighs and with your sufferings, praying that the very chastisements may turn out for the conversion of the peoples.